This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Republican majority in the U.S. Senate is pushing for a quick vote on a replacement for the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, AP's Ed Donohue.
President Trump wants a vote by Election Day. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will get it.
We're going to vote on this nomination on this floor.
McConnell brought up why there was no vote in 2016 after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia.
President Obama was asking Senate Republicans for an unusual favor.
McConnell says the president now has the majority party in the Senate. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's
an exercise in raw political power.
Schumer says this could have a long-lasting impact.
If a Senate majority over the course of 6 years steals two Supreme Court seats using completely contradictory rationales, How could we expect to trust the other side again?
Ed Donohue, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump met Monday with Judge Amy Coney Barrett at the White House as a conservative jurist emerged as a favorite to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. Mr. Trump said that he expects to announce his pick by week's end before the burial of Ginsburg, the court's liberal icon, at Arlington National Cemetery. President told reporters he was still going to be interviewing other candidates and might meet with Judge Barbara Lagoa when he travels to Florida later in the week. An enormous wildfire that churned through mountains northeast of Los Angeles and into the Mojave Desert continues to threaten homes as one of more than two dozen major fires burning across California. Five of the largest wildfires in the state's history are currently burning, and more than 5,600 square miles have been charred. It's an area larger than the U.S. state of Connecticut, according to Governor Gavin Newsom. This is VOA News. A Harvard University public health professor is criticizing the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for changing its position on the airborne spread of coronavirus and what is considered a safe distance. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The CDC had posted and then took down on Friday a new position. There's growing evidence the new coronavirus can spread through small aerosolized droplets and travel farther than 6 feet from a cough, a sneeze, singing, and simple breathing. That's why people should wear a mask to reduce contact with either large or small virus particles. Now that new information is labeled premature, causing some to speculate the backpedaling could be political pressure. Harvard University's Dr. Howard Koh, who used to work at the Department of Health and Human Services, says the CDC has to emphasize the importance of airborne transmission, and it's even more critical to wear a mask as we head into difficult fall and winter season. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And there are more than 963,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, it's more than 31.2 million infections. And Mexico surpassed 700,000 confirmed coronavirus cases Monday, even as health authorities cited what they described as nearly 2 months of slowing infection rates. The health ministry reported nearly 3,000 new confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus in the Latin American country, surpassing 700,000. The death toll is more than 73,000. And while Brazil is the hardest hit country in the region, Peru, Colombia, and Mexico have also seen severe outbreaks. On a day where the United Nations marked its 75th anniversary on Monday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said increasing discord in the international community was sparked by some countries meddling in the domestic affairs of other states and imposing unilateral sanctions. That was a veiled dig at Washington, D.C. The UN Security Council took months to back a call by Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, for a global ceasefire to allow countries to focus on fighting COVID-19 due to bickering between China and the United States. The one-day special event Monday came ahead of the annual meeting of world leaders at the United Nations, kicking off this Tuesday with no presidents or prime ministers physically present in New York. All statements have been pre-recorded and will be broadcast in the General Assembly Hall. A tropical storm Beta neared the Texas coast Monday. It's the biggest unknown in how the rainfall would produce in different areas, already seeing their share of damaging weather. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.